98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
Tig, you've got a cat. You know that that cat will sometimes hide in places. And for a while there, every week, you were like, oh, I thought I lost the cat, and it ended up being like in your son's bed or something like
that. Yeah.
This couple, gosh, poor couple in Utah. They've been reunited with their cat, who they accidentally shipped to Amazon. The cat was hiding in a box they'd returned. Here's Carrie and her husband.
Wait a second. Hold on. So you mean they were returning an item, sending it back to Amazon, but the cat got in the box?
And I guess they didn't see and taped up the box. Which, God. How does that happen?
How in the world?
It seems like the cat would start, like, raising hell the minute you taped it shut. But anyway, they shipped this thing 600 miles to Amazon.
We got the most amazing, insane news in the entire world. I just couldn't even believe that she was in California. I thought it was a prank. Like, I still hard to wrap my brain around. She was trapped in an Amazon package.
And it was in this really big-sized Amazon package.
We had no idea. So Matt took the package to the drop-off without knowing that our dear cat was inside.
How awful would you feel, Tig, when you got that cat back?
Oh, I would feel terrible. I mean, I can't believe they mailed a cat across the country, didn't know it. I get nervous when my cat leaves the yard. I'm like, oh, God, there's cars here in Tulsa, and, you know, who knows? There might be another cat or a dog or whatever. I couldn't imagine putting a cat in a box by accident.
I sometimes have a reoccurring dream that I've gone to sleep and left my dog outside in the yard, like in the fenced-in backyard, and I wake up with tremendous guilt. Mm-hmm. So I can't imagine actually mailing off your pet. Poor thing went 6 days without food and water. The cat's fine.
Yeah.
That'll change a cat, though.
Well, I was talking to a neighbor of mine, and he said that, when my wife and I go on vacation, I try to make sure somebody comes over and watches that cat. And then I got nervous, like, what if the guy doesn't come over or whatever? And he said that his mom had a cat get stuck in the basement for 30 days.
Get out of here.
And came back. Yeah, just like emerged. Like, could you imagine?
Thank God this cat is okay. And I'm sure all three of them are traumatized. The woman and the cat.
It's 98.5 The Bull. Good morning. 98.5 The Bull. Hey, good morning, guys. Tig and Daniel. Tough few days for Oklahoma with the tornadoes that came through. And I know that Tulsa, we fared pretty well. However, some of our fellow Oklahomans did not. I wanted to play you a clip from News on 6. This is Reagan Ledbetter.
Tornado ripped through downtown Sulphur, turning 100-year-old buildings into rubble. One of them is Reyna's Sports Lounge here behind me. It collapsed with more than a dozen people still inside. The owner says she was buried for nearly an hour under 5 feet of debris. Many of her friends and customers are now in the hospital, and another of her close friends died.
I looked and I saw the windows just imploding straight at me. And at that point, I saw the whole building coming at me. So I turned and I went down and I just went next to my cabinet and I just curled up on the side and ended up like this.
Reyna Valcoon says it's all still a fog in her mind. She says it was the typical fun Saturday night at her bar with many of her regular customers. Then, in an instant, they were buried.
When you can't turn your head, you can't do nothing but just try to get a breath. And knowing stuff keeps on falling on top of you, that was weird.
Reyna was pinned for 45 minutes until two police officers got a glimpse of her foot and dug her out. First responders rescued everyone, but Reyna says one of her longtime friends and loyal customers didn't make it.
I was hoping that they'd find her and she'd found a breathing hole like I did. I'm hoping that she went fast. I'm hoping she, what I did laying there wondering if I was going to die or not die and worrying about it, I'm hoping she didn't have that worry.
First responders later found the woman buried under the debris. Reyna says she moved to Oklahoma and opened a bar because the people here are so good. And that's been proven again with everyone jumping in to help.
I mean, I went around and seen these homes. I see people, but they're alive. That's a whole difference. You're alive. You know, I mean, I'm upset that my bar's gone, but you know what? I'm alive.
State leaders, State leaders say around 30 people were injured in this storm, and Reyna says, unfortunately, about half of those people were people inside of her bar, including one of her bouncers, who is now in a hospital in Oklahoma City. Law enforcement has this whole downtown area blocked off right now for safety concerns about these buildings possibly collapsing even more, as well as looting concerns.
So you said we lost 4 Oklahomans in that storm.
Yeah, I think last I saw 12 counties under state of emergency, and I think 4 people passed away. I guess there were tornadoes all over the place, even in Nebraska. A guy in Omaha, Nebraska on Friday, a tornado destroyed his house, but he was out of all things. If I get some audio over here, he was out buying hot dogs when it happened. Here he is talking about it.
You know, I was at the gas station getting hot dogs, and it saved my life. So hot dogs saved my life. You know, count your blessings. Be glad there's no fatalities in the neighborhood, I heard. And family's safe. Stuff can be replaced, but family's everything.
Yeah, and so I'm sure there's those kind of stories all over the country this morning of people near misses and just happen to go get hot dogs, and they come back and their house is gone. Weird stuff sometimes. Did you see this? That a study found regularly taking the stairs can lower your risk of death by how much? Of an early death, I should say.
Well, you have stairs here at work, and you have an option.
Mm-hmm.
Take the elevator or take the stairs. And I always take the stairs, so I hope this is good news.
24%. Oh. They say regularly taking the stairs can lower your risk of an early death by 24%. Just getting that exercise there. Did you see that? A designer in the United Kingdom just debuted a pair of pre-stained jeans that makes it like you've wet your pants. $800. They sold out immediately.
I don't get it.
I don't either. Maybe they just made one pair and they sold out, but who in the world would want that? And finally, some good news here. A baby named Johnny Cash and another baby named June Carter ended up being born in the same hospital in Alabama on the same day. Here are the two moms talking about realizing the coincidence and deciding to meet up.
Our nurse came in. She asked me, do you know who Johnny Cash's wife is? And I said, well, yes, June Carter. And she said, okay, good, because there's a couple down the hall and they would like to meet you.
So I was so excited when I found out. She's like, we did see a door sign that said Johnny Cash. I was like, okay, we're going to have to go meet him. They were so nice, and the babies were so cute. This is just such a big coincidence.
Yeah, what are the odds of that?
What are the chances that later on in life, they become buds, they get married, and you've got...
I mean, aren't they going to be raised now to be...
Johnny and... Yeah,
they're probably everybody's going to like angle for that. The sound of moolah goes on today. We're up to $750. Your first chance at 710. If you've been listening and playing along last week, Brandon guessed it was shaking a shake wake. Kristen guessed Windex. Brittany guessed shaking a salt and pepper shaker. So the money's still up for grabs. Still $750 if you can identify the sound of moolah this morning.
You want to hear it real quick?
Yeah, play it for us.
All right, here's the sound of moolah worth that kind of money. Shake weight is a great guess, by the way.
Well, let's keep in mind now, I'm not going to go to the store to buy a shake weight just for just for a sound.
And yeah, keep in mind that Daniel recorded this sound himself.
Right.
Inside, we've already given this clue out. It was inside the radio station.
Right, and I didn't go out and spend a bunch of money on something.
All right, so that's where we are. The sound of moolah at 710 here with Tig and Daniel. Good morning.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Daniel, I got a lot of texts this weekend from one particular person.
Who's that now?
You call him America's boss.
Oh, yeah.
Our boss. Our boss.
Oh, yeah, on vacation.
Our boss is on vacation, and he's texting me constantly because he went to my hometown. And here's what he said. he says, there's a town called Fairhope, Alabama, which is a suburb of Mobile and, near Gulf Shores, if you're familiar with that. And he says that he goes around, and it drives me crazy when people do this, but our boss does it. He goes around to like the bars and restaurants and stuff in Fairhope, Alabama, where I grew up. And they go, hey, do you know a guy named Tig? And absolutely nobody has any idea.
Yeah, but lived there in 20 years,
yeah,
right?
I mean, 30 years. And he's all disappointed. He said, I thought that I would come to your hometown and people would tell me like little stories about you and how they remember you growing up. I said, it's been 30 years. Those people are probably all dead. you know, adults that would have known me. And so that was my day yesterday. And I kid you not, I must have had 8 to 10 texts from him.
Just showing you pictures and stuff of your hometown?
The other thing that drives me crazy is he goes, what's a good place to go in this town? The last time I lived there, I was underage, and it was 30 years ago.
You don't like to go out to eat.
I don't know what's going on. But anyway, so he goes to my hometown. He thinks he's going to get special treatment or something because he knows me. Meanwhile, nobody knows. You know, that was 30 years ago. I did pitch for the Fairhope Pirates or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people like might have caught on to me then, but not anymore.
I'll say your hometown is like very picturesque, very beautiful. That's what everybody says when they go down there.
Fairhope, Alabama is a great place to go. It's got a great downtown and all that. And so but he's the one that said, I want to go see your hometown. Because he's on a vacation right now, and I guess he's hanging out in that area. But then he texts me and it's like, I'm almost like he's disappointed that nobody knows who I am down there. And so, you know, I don't know how that makes me feel exactly. I feel like I disappointed him, even though...
How are you so messed up that now you're guilt-ridden that your boss doesn't run into anybody that knows you down in your hometown?
It seemed like I let him down.
How?
He went out to bars and restaurants, and he would drop my name, and nobody had any clue what he was talking about. So,
well, what do you want, like a green sign put up, like
boyhood home of Tig Rogers?
Is he gone all this week, too?
Yeah, like half the week, so you know what happens with that.
I'm about to leave now.
Oh, I was so excited to come to work because our boss is not going to be here. I'm like, I'm going to do whatever I want. I don't have to work hard today. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tiger Daniel. I'll tell you what we will continue to do, though, Daniel. What's the old saying? When the cat's away, the mice will play.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to do this whole week.
The mice will be getting out of here a little early today, too. You know what I'm saying?
The mice are going to walk out the door early. We will continue this, though. The Sound of Moolah. Where are we at with that?
$750. I don't know of a better way to start a Monday than by winning 7 $100 bills and then a 50.
And if we don't get a right guess at 750, we just keep adding money to that jackpot.
Keep it moving.
It could hit 1,000 this very week, Daniel. How about that?
How about it?
The Sound of Moolah coming up at 7:10. Good morning, guys. Good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. I was telling you guys that our boss is out of town. And so guess what me and Daniel are going to do today? Jack squat.
Hey, now. Maybe don't admit it on the...
And anyway, our boss, America's boss, as Daniel calls him, Bruce. And over the weekend, I started getting these texts from my boss. And he's on vacation. I'm like, I wonder why, you know, on vacation he's texting me. The reason was he went to a town that I grew up in Alabama near Gulf Shores. It's called Fairhope. Weird name, I get it. And he says, I've come to Fairhope. This is a lovely town. It's on the water and all that. And he said that he was walking around, and he's a very talkative kind of guy. He doesn't meet a stranger. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going around town in Fairhope, saying, hey, I got a guy that works for me named Tig, and he grew up here, and nobody had any idea what he was talking about. And he was kind of disappointed because I think he thought...
In your defense, you haven't lived there in 30 years.
In 30 years, yeah. Like since I was 18 or something before I went off to college. And so so I feel bad about that. I mean, I guess I didn't make a mark on the town. I was just a guy, graduated, left, went to college. Hey, good morning. It's Tig and Dana. What's up?
Hey. Tig, I was listening this morning, and you said you're from Fairhope. Did you know that they did a reality show about your hometown? Or like a soap opera type thing?
Yeah. Was it like a dating show or something like that?
It was like Love and Fairhope. And
Love
I was
and Fairhope,
like, what
yeah.
the heck? I watched it, obviously, because I'm a woman looking for trash TV to watch, but it was on Prime, and when you said that, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he's from there.
How was it? Did it suck, or was it okay?
No, it doesn't suck. I thought it was pretty good. You know, I mean, I don't know if you would know any of the people that are in it anymore.
Yeah, one of my buddies' mom. You know this guy named Jeremy Leff?
Yeah, his mom was on it?
His mom was one of, like, somebody on there.
What gets me, I've been to Tyke's hometown in Fairhope, and they're even making television shows about it, but he claims he grew up in a small town. It's not a small town. It's a giant town, huh?
Oh. Well, like, how small? Like, how many people did you graduate with?
My class was about 200, something like that.
That's not small. I graduated with 36 people.
Same here. That's what I told him. I did. I also graduated with like 30 people. He's like, no, you don't know what it's like to grow up in the middle of nowhere like me. Fairhope's basically a suburb of Mobile, Alabama, like the biggest city in Alabama.
Oh, so you're a suburb boy. You're not a country boy. You're a suburb boy.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I didn't grow up on farms. I'll tell you that. I mean, we had people next door and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, why don't you just go ahead and eat your caviar for breakfast, suburb boy?
Right, right. I mean, you were living the good life. Mm-hmm. We lived like 45 minutes from a Walmart.
Yeah, I didn't have that experience growing up.
I lived 45 seconds away from a battleship.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, well, I never watched that Love and Fairhope or whatever it was.
We're just geo-shaming you this morning, Tiger, yeah. Where you grew up. Geo-shame, that's something new.
I'm in trouble because of where my parents chose to raise me? I don't get it. All right, well, have a good day, and I'll have to check out Love and Fairhope. Is that the name of it?
Love and Fairhope on Amazon Prime.
All right, well, I appreciate the call. Hope you have a good morning.
You too. Bye.
Well, Daniel's like 1920s guy. He keeps the value of the Sound of Moolah in a ledger. How about that? And so can you open your ledger, please? And I'll play a drum roll and everything.
Yes, you'll have to bear with me here a little bit. The ledger did get wet over the weekend in some of the storms. The pages are stuck together. There is some mildew forming. But I've opened it here, and I see now that the Sound of Moolah is worth $750. I'll go over some of the wrong guesses we had last week. Can you play the sound? Because I like to play it and then talk about the wrong guesses to see if people can identify.
That makes sense. We're 8 minutes away from your chance to win the Sound of Moolah. Here is the official sound.
All right. All right. Friday, I should say, Brandon guessed it was shaking a shake weight. Kristen guessed Windex spray. I can hear Windex. Do it again. Got to see that a little bit.
Yep.
Brittany guessed shaking a salt and pepper shaker. Jill guessed postage machine. Steve guessed shaking a hot chocolate packet. Don guessed a wind-up toy.
I got to say, some of those are pretty strong guesses, right?
I will say that there are a lot of strong guesses, but there are no close guesses. How about that?
Yeah, we're not even in the neighborhood, are we?
Not yet.
So here I'll play it one more time. Remember, you can always listen to our podcast, Tige and Daniel, T-I-G-E and Daniel, and listen to a recorded version. Then you just hit that, like, back button. You can listen to it over and over. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody's going to get it.
Well, somebody's going to have to get it. We've got to give away this money at some point.
Yeah, we'll start giving away clues eventually, maybe.
Yeah, but everybody says they don't want a clue, so.
So we're going to get to that in 7 minutes here on 98.5 The Bull. The Sound of Moolah is worth, again, at your ledger,
$750.
Good morning, guys. It's Tyga Daniel on The Bull.
Well, Tyg, let me introduce you to Brittany this morning. Brittany, you say you had heard caller number 9 at 918-879-9898. You weren't exactly sure why you were calling, but you've accidentally become caller number 9 to guess the Sound of Moolah. Have you heard that sound?
I have not.
Okay, so Tyke, she will just be blindly guessing. What are the odds that she gets it?
But it's a new listener. That's good for us.
Good, yeah, good for us. So, Brittany, would you like Tyke to play the Sound of Moolah one time for you?
Please.
All right, here we go.
In 3, 2, 1, Brittany.
All right, Brittany, are you prepared to guess the Sound of Moolah?
Yes.
What is your guess, please?
Is it like a shaking of a bottle?
Is it the shaking of a bottle? It is not.
Okay.
Brittany, I'm so sorry, but wow, I can't believe you managed to get through. Do you know people out there just cursing the phone right now because it's so hard to get through, and then Brittany gets through and hasn't even heard the sound. But hey, I'm glad you're listening now. Why don't you listen from now on, okay?
All right, thank you. All
can right, she Brittany. Help us with some math? Brittany, can you help us with math?
Maybe.
The jackpot was $750. We must now add $50 to it. So what is that new jackpot at 810?
800
at 810. In the meantime, though, Brittany, at 740 in 20 minutes, we've got tickets for Brantley Gilbert with the 98.5 The Bull Fight. He's going to be at the Cove inside River Spirit Casino Resort. May 9th, I believe, and you could win tickets for that with the 98.5 The Bull Fight. Thank you for listening, Brittany.
Thank you.
See you now.
Daniel, give me three numbers and an animal, real
98.
Quick.
98.5 The Bull. This is where it
ends. This is where it ends. 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. My mom's in town, Daniel. And, you know, I love it when she comes. I don't get to see her a whole lot. She lives about 12 hours away or something. And this weekend, you know, I'm trying to show off Tulsa to her, show her how cool Tulsa is. And it's a great town, plenty to eat and plenty of things to do. And we chose a place that was going to be near your house. And I had contacted you and said, hey, could we park at your house? Because you're so close to things that if I park at your house, and I just wanted to make sure that you weren't trying to go do something and I would block you in, basically, mm-hmm. right? And I heard you were going to get a movie. And I said, oh, Mom, it's too bad we're not going to see Daniel because he's going to a movie. But you ended up not going to the movie. Can I tell you how delighted my mom was to see you?
I didn't. She didn't seem delighted. She just seemed like pretty even keel about it.
No, she definitely wanted to see you.
She did compliment my house several times. That was nice of her.
Yeah, you got a 100-year-old house, and it's got a lot of character to it, and it's very clean. Do you usually live that clean, or were y'all just pretending for
I try to keep it pretty tidy. Clean. Because yeah. I don't have anything. Like, I don't have decorations. I don't have a bunch of junk in there. It's almost, it's pretty sterile in there.
It's like a bachelor pad in a cool house.
Well, it's not even that. I just decided when I moved in there, I'm just going to get 4 plates, 4 cups, 4 knives, you know, 4 forks. I don't need a ton of stuff. I don't like a ton of stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever feel like your house gets too cluttered just simply because you have too much stuff?
Oh, my God, yes. You're like the opposite of hoarders, though. Mm-hmm. That's a very pristine, open house.
Also, my interest rate was 7.37, so I'm broke. There's
so
no money
for... buy 5 forks. Yeah,
there's no money for decorations. Yeah. I also gave your mom one of my peonies from the yard.
Yeah, Dana went and picked flowers for my mom.
Why? Well, one flower.
He picked a flower for my mom, which is very sweet. And then the next day, I wake up, and she goes, where is that flower?
Where were the flowers?
She had misplaced the flower.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to tell me you threw them out.
No, I didn't throw them out. But anyway, she was so elated to see you.
Well, that's good. Well, what's the plan today? What will you do with her today?
She's already, you know, when you get older, she doesn't have 16 hours of energy. So what she wants to do is come over to my house for dinner tonight because she's in an Airbnb by you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we'll do. And then, you know, she'll get tired and she'll want to go home, and that's fine.
But there won't be no, like, checking out the gathering place or anything like that?
No, because...
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
I don't know why that happened, but...
I think we all know why that happened. You accidentally hit the button.
She, you know, I don't blame her. I mean, I run out of energy, and I'm very young.
Let me tell you what we'll do. I have a wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put a couple of pillows in there, and then you can, you know, push her around gathering
place.
Take her
to the gathering place in a wheelbarrow.
Just put this lady in a wheelbarrow.
That's great.
What about Swan Lake? You could take her over there to see all the geese are now had their babies, goslings.
Oh, no. Are you kidding? Oh, yeah. I can't miss that.
Well, she could sit in the car and look at that. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you about these geese, because I live over there close to Swan Lake. If you've not been to Swan Lake, it's just this little neighborhood in Tulsa, and it used to be an amusement park back in the day, believe it or not. Now it's just like this like little pond, and it has a lot of waterfowl out there. And the geese are out there, and those little goslings are out, you know, running around behind them. And you're like, oh, how cute. And then if you get a little bit too close, that one geese will be like, will try to kill you if you get anywhere near it. So,
a magical moment.
Yeah, take her to do that. Do you want the wheelbarrow or no?
I think I'll just take her in the car, if that's all right with you.
All right, well, if you want to be fancy. She might like a good old-fashioned wheelbarrow ride. When's the last time you got to ride in a wheelbarrow? That was a big part of my childhood, getting to ride in a wheelbarrow three times my whole life. I loved it.
That's too bad.
You'd probably spill her out. Like,
will you take me in a wheelbarrow?
We need a forklift for you, buddy.
You want to hear the weather?
Yeah, let's get to
it. Here's the weather on 98.5 The Bull with Tyga Daniel. Yeah. Less than 2 minutes away from that bullfight here on 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing a little bit better than you are. Tyga is looking at his phone. He's kind of like pacing around. What's happened is his mom is in town, Elaine, to see his little son, Mac, play baseball at La Fortune. The game is supposed to be tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you were outside any at all this weekend, but there was a lot of rain, some storms, and you're worried now that the field is not going to be dry in time.
Yes.
And you're saying, man, I'll even drive down there and try to dry this thing off. How do people dry off fields?
I'm not sure. In the major leagues, they have tarps and stuff they put on the field. But, you know, La Fortune, they got four or five fields down there, and they don't have that. And so even though it's not going to rain for the next 2 days, I'm concerned that they won't have a game Tuesday night, which will break my heart because my mom has driven 12 hours to see this game, and she's never seen them play baseball.
When is the next game?
It would be Wednesday night.
So she couldn't stay an extra day?
That's her business. I have no idea.
Well, because I looked at the weather, and it's getting up to like 80 today and then even 86 tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken.
I'll go down to La Fortune with a hairdryer if I have to. Well, I'm trying to get this game played.
80 and sunny today, and then 86 and sunny tomorrow. I mean, that's good, right? That seems like that's going to dry off a field.
If I called you and asked you, and this is an honest question.
Of course I would.
Would you come down and help me get that field dry?
Yeah.
Would you get muddy and stuff and be raking water off the
field?
Yeah,
buddy, there ain't nothing to me to get muddy. I don't care.
Right.
I see your best bet, according to groundskeeperuniversity.com, the best bet is to use a tool like a puddle pump or a puddle pillow / sponge. And I guess you just suck up the water.
I don't know what that is, but I'll get one if they sell it at
Looks like this guy's just out there with a towel, just soaking up the water.
Well,
but don't you think evaporation is going to be your biggest help in this particular instance here?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, if it's not, I will get down there and help the evaporation process by removing water if I have to.
You'll be out there with one of these sponges trying to soak it up out of the... Would a blower work? Could you blow that, or would it blow dirt?
Well, you just blow the water to another part of the field.
Yeah, into the grass, because grass is thirsty. It would drink the water.
Oh, I see. Look at you go.
Oh, email. All right, well, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. Maybe if somebody has a tip on how to dry off a field, you can send us a message on our Tyga Daniel Facebook page. This guy's over here pacing and rubbing his hair, and he's really concerned about this. 918-879-9898. Today, the 98.5 The Bullfight, Brantley Gilbert is going to be at the Cove inside of the River Spirit Casino Resort May 9th, and we want you to be there, too, for free. Callers number 9 and 10, 918-879-9898. Good luck.
What are we playing?
A double B quiz. All the answers have double Bs in them.
All right, like Bumblebee?
Consecutive double Bs.
Oh, okay. All right, let's try this. It's 918-879-9898. Good morning, guys. Well, here we go, Daniel. It's the bullfight on 98.5 The Bull.
Tyga, we got two people standing by. They would both like to go see Brantley Gilbert May 9th, the Cove inside River Spirit Casino Resort. Let me reintroduce you to Grand Lake Randy. He's a bartender there at Grand Lake. What's the name of the bar you bartend at, Rodney?
Rodney, yeah. At Mooney's Sunset Bar and Grill at Disney on Grand Lake.
Mooney's Sunset Bar and Grill at Disney on Grand Lake.
Yes.
Well, y'all got to shorten that name a little bit.
Oh, no. It's It's perfect.
Yeah, just okay. Mooney's. Go see Grand Lake Randy at Mooney's. Rodney. Taking on Rodney today is Jake. He's an accountant. Jake, do you wear one of those green visors when you're doing accounting? Every time you see in a movie, you guys are always wearing a visor, like a green visor. What is that for?
That's for poker dealers. That's not for accountants.
No, every time you do it, am I right, Tang? Do you see an accountant on a movie wears the green visor?
Yeah, people who do math wear green visors a lot. Yeah.
I better get one then.
You better. All right, guys, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. These are double B answers. All the answers have two B's consecutively. So keep that in mind. Double B's. Are you guys ready to go here? We'll start with Rodney. This is whale fat.
Blubber.
Blubber is correct. Jake. This is a Jewish religious leader.
Rabbi.
Rabbi is correct. We are tied up. Randy. Rodney. We got a guy named Randy that works here. That's why I keep calling you Randy, Rodney. Got it?
I don't work there.
I know. You work at Mooney's on Grand Lake and Disney, whatever it's called. Rodney, this is the British word for garbage.
British word for garbage. I don't know.
Help him out, Tug.
Rubbish.
Jake, this is short, rough facial hair.
Stubble.
Stubble is correct. Rodney, this is a turkey's noise.
Gobble.
Gobble is correct. Jake, this means a small bite.
A nibble.
Nibble is correct. Rodney, this is the day of rest.
Day of rest. I don't know.
Help him out, Tug.
I would say Sabbath.
The Sabbath.
Sabbath.
Jake, this is a person who repairs shoes.
Cobbler.
Cobbler is correct. Rodney.
Somebody's got the radio going, by the way.
Rodney, this means to write or draw quickly and carelessly.
Scribble.
Scribble is correct. And finally, Jake, this is the receding movement of the tide.
The receding movement of the tide?
Mm-hmm.
Ebb.
Ebb is correct, and with that, Jake has defeated Rodney in the 98.5 The Bull fight. Jake, you've got a decision to make now, though. Are you going to hold on to these tickets, or are you going to give them to Grand Lake Rodney? Rodney, why should Jake give you the tickets this morning?
He won fair and square. He needs to go.
That's what everybody always says, that the other person won fair and square. So, Jake, it's still up to you. You're going to hold on to these tickets or give them to Rodney?
Well, I would love to have a beer with Rodney, but I better take my wife to this concert.
All right. Well, guys.
But actually, you can have a beer with Rodney.
Yeah.
Go to Grand Lake after the show or something and then hang out with Rodney at Grand Lake.
Weekend.
I'll be there.
What's the name of the bar again?
Mooney's Sunset Bar and Grill. And I'd also like to shout out to my son, Rodney, that we listen to you in the mornings on the way to work.
Oh, we appreciate it.
How old is your son? Yeah.
He'll be 13 September 22nd.
Oh, my goodness. Teenage boy, huh?
Oh, yeah. Exciting.
All right. Well, guys, if you'll do me one last favor, give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bull.
345 A Cat.
Get out of here.
Love you guys.
So much going on in this.
Good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. My mom's in town, Daniel, and there's one reason she's in town. It's not to see me. It's to see her grandson, who is my son. You know, that's what happens. Everybody knows when you have a kid, that's the focus. My mom doesn't ask me, you know, if I'm doing okay. She just wants to know how my son is doing, right?
Yeah.
And she drove up for one reason is that she wants to see him play baseball. And we play at La Fortune, and our game is Tuesday night. Now, we had a lot of rain over the weekend, and she drove 12 to 14 hours to get here. And it would crush me if she took all that time out and we can't play a game.
Tig is looking at his phone, checking emails from the league. He's groaning and oh my God, like it's really stressing out. It's starting to stress me out a little bit. I'm thinking the field is going to dry off in time because it's getting up to 80 today, 86 tomorrow. But I'm sure there's some other ways to dry off a baseball field that we can look into to make sure that Elaine, your mom, gets to go see Mac play baseball. And we've got Raquel on the line. Raquel, can you hear us still?
Sure.
You have a tip, a way that you guys used to dry off your softball fields back when you played. And what is that now?
In high school, when we played, if our field was still way too wet after sun drying and them removing water, they lit it on fire in sections. Not like a huge fire. They just sprayed gasoline on it and would light certain sections on fire. And when the field, it dried it. And we would play ball after they dried the infield.
Now, that sounds like a terrible idea. Did you get soot all over you when you were playing? You slid into home and you get soot all over you?
No, the dirt was dry. It was just dirt.
Well, what about the grass?
You don't burn the grass.
You just burn the dirt.
Outfielders had to play. You just did the infield.
Okay, Tig, do you have some gasoline?
Outfielders still had to play in the, you know, in the wet grass.
Wait,
and it slowed the ball down, too.
Can I clear this up?
The wet grass slows the ball down. Can you what?
So her submission is, me and Dano go out to La Fortune Park.
Mm-hmm.
The diamonds at La Fortune, pour gasoline on the dirt and light it on fire.
That's what they used to do.
I didn't say pour gasoline on it.
Yeah.
I said you spray it.
Yeah, Tig, don't be a moron. You spray it with gasoline, not pour it.
Yeah, okay. My bad.
Boy, I would sure love to see that happening. Does it not burn up the base?
No. You take the bases out. They should be removable.
Yeah, you can pull up a base. Hmm. All right, so me and Daniel later today.
Stay away from the grass.
Right.
And you don't do it today. You wait till tomorrow to see how much of the water dries up. What water is still standing, you go out and, like, remove with a shovel. You throw it to the sides. You throw it in the outfield, wherever, because the grass is still going to be wet, so the ball's going to be slowed down when it gets hit in the outfield.
Hmm. I wonder how much jail time we'll face after burning up the field.
Yeah.
Well, you may have to check with somebody since it's at La Fortune, but they did it at the high schools.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I guess you got to get it dry. You got to get it dry. That's one way. All right. Well, we appreciate it, Raquel.
You all have a blessed day.
You too. See you now. Yeah, let's get, yeah, get, yeah. Hey, it's Tiger Daniel. What's your name?
Caleb.
Caleb, you got a way to dry off a baseball field for Tig so he can stop stressing out?
Yeah, the way we used to do it is we would go out with a four-wheeler and use like a rake type deal behind the four-wheeler and drag the field. It turns all the dirt up.
Hmm. Tig, do you have a four-wheeler or a giant rake?
Neither.
Huh.
It's just a flat metal grate. And you just drag it behind the four-wheeler and it sits there and turns up all the dirt.
You know what we could do, man?
What's that now?
Let's get a bunch of dogs who are thirsty, and they'll go drink up the puddles.
I mean, don't you think, Caleb, it's going to evaporate by today?
It should dry quite a bit, but you'll still need to turn the dirt up because it's going to be wet. So even if you go out with rakes and just rake it, it'll help turn up the dry dirt off the bottom.
So what time are you coming out to help us?
I got to work from 12 to 9, so.
But my mom's in town, man.
Well, I understand that. I don't know how that feels, so.
All right. Well, I think it's going to be dry, man. I really do.
All right. Well, we'll have to see. If we don't play that game tomorrow night.
And plus, couldn't she stay one more day?
Because we have another game on Wednesday.
Right.
I think she could.
Yeah, me and this guy have decided she can stay one more day.
All right. We'll see how it goes. I appreciate the insight, man.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't work, I'm blaming you.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the call.
Yes, sir.
Why, Tig, do you think it would be unheard of for her to stay?
Well, they're in Airbnb, and I don't know if the next night's available and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's like a hotel Can you stay the next
night? I mean, I'm sure we can find her a room if she's, you know, want to stay one more time. You just have to pay it.
Like, I know a guy with a room.
Who's that now?
Daniel.
That's my house, buddy.
So you'll help me go get the field dry, but you won't let her, my mom stay at your house?
I'll help you take some calls this morning about drying off the field.
We're about 12 minutes away from the sound of Moolah.
It's worth now $800, and we'll do that at 8:10 this morning if Dyke doesn't have a heart attack worried about this baseball field.
Good morning, guys. This is 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. The sound of Moolah is on the way. You join us at a good time. We're like just over 10 away.
On 98.5 The Bull.
Tig, we got our friend Britt on the phone. He wants to guess the sound of Moolah this morning.
I think it's Britt.
Britt. I don't know. You got to put him on. All right, Britt. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, that's my bad. So, Britt, did I say that right?
Yep, Britt.
Britt. All right, Britt, well, what do you do for a living?
I'm in the insurance business.
Insurance business? Did you want to plug your company?
Uh-huh. No, I better not.
Okay, don't do that then, Britt. You've heard the sound of Moolah. Would you like to hear it again attempt to guess? Well, one more time here, Tig, if you don't mind playing that.
In 3, 2, 1.
That. All right, Britt, you've heard the sound. Are you prepared to guess the sound of Moolah?
I am prepared.
Britt, what is your guess place?
I think it's a spray water bottle being sprayed.
A spray bottle. Sorry, that's not it. That's bad news for you, but a little bit of a silver lining. Then we add $50 to that jackpot. So coming up at 9:10, less than an hour away, how much is the new sound going to be worth?
What was it? I wasn't paying attention. What was the prior? What was the amount now?
$800.
Oh, so it's going to be worth $850.
$850. You heard it from Brett. And thanks to Britt, we've added $50 to the jackpot. We know that it's not a spray bottle. So keep trying, Britt. You're still qualified.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, guys.
Britt, do me one last favor. Give me three numbers and an animal.
A 9, 8, a 5, and a bull.
Hey, look at him go. Right on target. Tig and Daniel. Big brother. My mom's in town, Daniel, and she came up for one reason. She wanted to see my son play baseball. Because when I was a kid, I played Little League, and she loved that. And now her grandkids playing baseball, but they live 14 hours away. And mm-hmm. so it's hard for her. She has never seen him play a baseball game. He's 8 years old, and she drove up here on purpose to only see him play baseball. There's a game Tuesday night at La Fortune. It rained all weekend. And I'm concerned that the fields are going to be a little too wet to play baseball. So how heartbreaking is it going to be that she took this trip in her car? She's 78 years old.
Yeah, so Tig is very stressed this morning, trying to make sure that he's going to be able to somehow help get the field dried off.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a hard task. I mean, and there's like 5 fields down there, and you know, baseball fields, they're way bigger than your yard. I mean, that's a task, and we're trying to get it like,
yeah, but it's like sunny and 80 today, and then tomorrow sunny and 86. I still think there's a chance that field's still going to be wet.
On Tuesday night.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
Yeah. But so still, I don't want to roll the dice. As soon as I get off work, I'm going to La Fortune. I'm jumping the fence, and I'm going to
go. Wait, is it locked up?
Yeah, it's locked up.
Buddy, you can't be breaking into the baseball fields.
Well, my mom's in town. I'll do anything for my mom.
Well, sure, but you don't want to get arrested. At least take some bolt cutters. But so people have been called up. People are concerned about this. Like, they want to help you figure out how to dry this field off. And I think you should appreciate that.
Yeah, because, you know, in baseball, you can play football in snow or rain or whatever. In baseball, everything shuts down when the field is wet. And people are calling up with ideas. Hey, good morning. It's Tig and Daniel. What's up?
Well, you know, they've got these attachments. I think you put it on, hook it to like a propane tank, mm-hmm. and just light it up, and it's like a torch. And you could probably go out there and do that and probably safer than, you know, pouring gasoline on it.
Yeah, I don't think the city would care for Tyke to be out there just without anybody's permission trying to burn up the field. Don't you think he could just brush it off with like a push broom or something?
He probably could on some of that, but the dirt part of it, where the, you know, you could push the water off or with a shovel get any kind of puddles. But
so you're saying instead of using gasoline, I should use like a flamethrower.
Correct.
Yeah, it's like a little flamethrower type thing, but it's you know, it's used for, you know,
I'm sure GT Bynum would love
gas on it, lighten it up.
Well, I will say, Tyke, he's got a point. I mean, how often in our lives do we actually get to use a flamethrower?
There you go.
Do you have one we could borrow?
No, but there's a guy sitting over here at Walmart Market's got one unprotected in the back of his truck, so, you know, feel free.
Yeah, we'll just grab it. You don't want to steal from a man that owns a flamethrower.
That guy sounds like a bad A. I don't want to mess with him.
All right,
hey, buddy,
thanks for the call.
Have a good one, guys. Stage tears rolling down your face when I walked out that door. That's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin. Damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks between a rock?
Me to stay till pictures and pass the time. You only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do. Remember every moment on the nights with you. Rock dirt whiskey's gonna ease my mind. Beach towel rests on the drying line. Do I remind you of your daddy in my 88 Ford? Labrador hanging out the passenger door.
98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
Tig, you've got to stop stressing out. He keeps checking emails on his phone. His mom is in town to see his son play a baseball game, and you say your mom hasn't had the chance to ever see him play baseball.
No, so she's tomorrow, 78 years old.
78.
And drove 14 hours or something to get to Tulsa, and we're concerned that because of the rain over the weekend, LaFortune is not going to be capable of handling a baseball game tomorrow night.
Tig is very concerned about this. He's running his hands across his forehead. He's groaning like, oh, just a ball of stress. And people have been calling up this morning with advice on how you can help dry off the field. I think people are also now concerned that your mom, Elaine, won't be able to see baseball if the fields aren't dry by tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey, good morning. And we play at LaFortune. What's up?
Good morning. Okay, I literally just drove by LaFortune, and it looks super fine. Perfect to play baseball.
Did you see the batter's box by any chance?
I didn't get out and look. I just drove by. I was thinking about turning around.
Yeah, drive back over there and send us a picture so Tig's mind will be at ease. He's trying to get off the air today and drive straight over there.
All I need you to do is jump the fence and check the batter's boxes.
I so should. Okay, I'm literally going to do that.
Don't do that. Tig, she'll hurt herself. She's got to get to work. How selfish of you to ask that, Tig.
I don't think I'm going to just go see if it's unlocked. I'm right by you. I'm just going to go see if it's unlocked. But it looks good. I think it's totally playable.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't want you to waste your time today, and it's very sweet of you to consider that. They do lock the field down, so there's probably a padlock on the gate, so you can't open it and go see
the
fields.
Maybe I can zoom my camera in. Maybe I can zoom my phone camera in and see if I can get a good shot of it.
Well, you let us know, and if we don't pick up the phone, hit us up on Facebook and let me know, okay?
Okay, I sure will.
Tig and Daniel on Facebook.
Okay, Tig and Daniel. I got you on Facebook. I got you.
Okay. Well, by the way, don't waste your time with this.
You're wrong for asking her to do that, Tig. This is like a major inconvenience. Somebody's trying to get to work.
No, I'm not getting to work. I'm actually going to St. Francis right now. But no, I'm right.
Yeah, she's right there.
Right by here.
She's rushing to the hospital. She's had an injury, and Tig's trying to get her to stop on her way to the ER to take pictures of LaFortune for him.
I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding everywhere. It's fine. I'm going to LaFortune.
He has a gaping wound, Tig, and you don't care about anybody but yourself.
You don't need to do that, but if you do, let us know, okay?
Tig, how can I get to me if you do? Oh, my gosh.
Goodbye, guys.
Got her back again. And drive
like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I learned, I come to know there's life at home.
On 98.5, The Bull.
All right, Tig, let me introduce you to Crystal. She's calling from Bartlesville, and she would like to guess the sound of moolah this morning. Crystal, how was your weekend?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. You didn't have any storm damage, I hope. Everything was all right?
Nope, yep, all was good.
All right, Crystal, well, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. Tig's going to play that sound one more time for you.
In 3, 2, 1...
All right, Crystal, are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
Yes.
What is your guess, please?
Maybe the sound of you wiping down your keyboard, cleaning it off?
Is it wiping down a keyboard?
Listen to this, Daniel. I could totally see that.
I could hear it, too. All right, well, let's see. Let's see if that's what it is or not. Is it wiping down a keyboard? Crystal, I'm sorry, that is not it. That's bad news. But the good news is that we had $50 to the jackpot. It was at $8.50. So now what is it going to be starting at 7:10 in the morning?
$900.
Ooh-wee. What would you do, Crystal, with $900?
Probably get my daughter a graduation present.
Oh, is she graduating this year?
She is.
What do you get a kid these days for graduation? What amount of money do you give them
really
for graduation?
Sure. Probably just money.
Yeah, but how much though is what I'm trying to figure out. I have to give a kid a graduation gift coming up May 20th, and I'm just trying to determine how much I need to give the kid.
Well, if it's not your kid, probably not as much as me, but I'm trying to get my daughter a new car, so.
Oh, that seems excessive.
Kind of expensive.
All right. Well, you are still qualified tomorrow at 7:10, your chance to win the $900. And Crystal, do me one last favor. Give me three numbers and an animal.
985 Bull.